I'd heard about the spiral jetty many, many years ago from a friend who was interested in the shape of spirals and vortices. And he told me there was this place in Utah that was the spiral jetty and that he really wanted to see it. And we tried to plan a trip to see it, and this was like in the early 2000s. And we learned that it had been underwater for about 30 years at that point, and that nobody had seen it since pretty much it was created. So I kind of thought it was like the lost city of Atlantis or something. I just thought, there's no way we're ever gonna get to see this, which I didn't know that it wasn't gone. And actually, when I moved to Utah early on, I remembered about the spiral jetty and, started hearing people talk about it again, and I thought, oh, I should go see that. That was this place that my friend and I thought was underwater. And I had friends who had said, that had been there, and everybody talked about it like it was a huge pain in the butt to get to. We're like, oh, the road is muddy and it's not marked well, and you have to look up the water level, and you have to like go on the USGS website and like read this chart of what the water level is, and you have to know before you go out there. And it had been like 3 years I'd lived in Utah, I don't know, an hour and 45 minutes away from this thing, and just was like, I don't know, it sounds like such a pain in the butt. I don't know why I put it off for so long. So I finally went out there. And the spiral jetty's cool, like it's aesthetically pleasing to look at. But for me, the landscape is so much more important, and I think I would have never, I didn't even know like how to get to the Great Salt Lake. I knew it was there, I've flown over it, and you can sort of see the shores of it from I-15, but I didn't even know like how you went to the Great Salt Lake, to sort of hang out at the Great Salt Lake. So I finally went out there, and I was so glad that I did, and the salt shocked me. It looked like ice, and I found myself sort of walking like I thought it was slippery, because and it was a really bright sunny day, so it was very reflective, and it looks just like you're on a skating rink. I realized that it's actually really grippy. It's actually very textured. I fell in love with it. I actually fell in love with the lake that day. I mean, I sort of understood its ecological importance, and it had some kind of metaphoric significance for me, but it definitely hadn't been there, and it was like love at first sight. I was like, I really love this lake. I want to hang out at this lake. I want to be here. And so then I came back and have been asking people for about 3 weeks to share their spiral jetty stories, and I've heard stories of, those stories of people getting lost and going out there, or thinking that they saw it, but really it was just the old like oil jetty that's out there. That's like this rickety old like junky. People who were like, oh, well, I wasn't actually that impressed with it. And I was like, I don't think you actually saw it. And then stories of people, going out there and sort of having kind of a more typical experience. And then having to listen to people talk for 3 weeks about their spiral jetty stories made me want to go back out there. And so I finally went back out just for the second trip. It certainly won't be my last. I feel like it's the kind of place I want to go on a regular basis, or just, on a Sunday drive, like, oh, what am I going to do today? It's like, oh, I could do laundry, or I could go out to the spiral jetty and go hang out with the salt.
So, have you, in hearing people's stories about the Spiral Jetty, just tell me more about some of those stories, and are you finding that it's about the Spiral Jetty, or is it about the Great Salt Lake?
Both. I mean, I definitely have people who their story kind of starts at the spiral jetty, and then a lot of people talk about kind of wandering off past the jetty. I mean, it's as long of experience you want it to be, but if you're going to go and walk the jetty, there's 10 minutes, and you can stand there and you can contemplate it and you can think about it, but like then it's, I think people are like, now what? Every time I've been there's been people out at the lake. So you're like, oh, what are they looking at? What's out there? And so you're sort of drawn to go past it. The stories that I've heard have been both about the sort of natural landscape and how they were surprised about what was out there and how they'd never been to the lake, but also about the jetty itself. People feel compelled to walk the jetty. That's kind of what you're supposed to do. Not that there's like instructions about how you're supposed to experience this art, but it's a path. And so people take the path and get to the center and stand there and take pictures, and For some people, it's kind of a spiritual experience, or it, you know, makes them contemplate something about their place in the world, their place in the universe, or their sort of state of mind. So it's a little, I've heard both. And the journey. I mean, so many people, when you say, have you been to the Spiral Jetty? The end of their story is getting to the jetty. It's more about like, oh, we drove out there and our car broke down, or like we got lost. And it takes you out to a place where most people don't go. And so there's a lot of surprising things about the area before you ever even get to the jetty. So, you know, my question I've been asking people is, you know, have you been to the Spiral Jetty? And that's kind of it. And sometimes it's about getting there or not getting there, or trying to go to the Spiral Jetty.
Yeah, I mean, it was as much or more about the Great Salt Lake as it was about the Spiral Jetty to me. It'll always be my point of reference to the Great Salt Lake, and I'm sure that I will visit again